Zohar Vayetze, Chok Yisrael, Day 3, taken from 156a. Vayelech Ruven, Bimekitzir Chitim, a verse from the Torah portion. And Ruven went in the days of the wheat harvest. Vayimsa Dudoim Basadur, and he found jasmines in the field, as the way Rashi explains. But dude is Lashon Love, they're called like love flowers, and they are supposed to have a special segula, special power to help birth. Rabbi Yitzchak Pasach, Rabbi Yitzchak opened the discourse, and he said, a verse in Tehillim in Psalms 104, how great are your works, Hashem. You've made them all in wisdom. The world is filled with your possessions. This verse was explained in many places. It's a very foundational verse about seeing the work of Hashem in everything. But Zohar is going to say something else about it over here. Who is able to reckon the deeds of Hashem? Because there are many hosts and camps, referring to angels, that they're different one from the other. Each one has its own special quality, its own special energy that they propagate in the universe. Leislon chushbina, and there's no count to them. They're countless. V'kulu bezimna chada, and all of them in one time. At one time. Like a hammer that brings out sparks to all sides at one time. It means if you smack a hammer on an anvil, well, it's hot, so you see sparks go to all sides. So what is the parable? Kach kudcha brichu. That's the Holy Blessed Be He. Ave kamazinin mishirin mishanin domindo. He brought out many species and camps that are different one from the other. The leislon chushpina. There's no count to them. They're countless. The infinite light, as if it were, hits against the vacuum, the power of constriction, and it goes out all these sparks, all different sides, resulting in manifestation of all different qualities. V'kulu b'zim nechad, and all at one time. So that's why it says, Mo rabu ma'secha, Hashem, like all together in one shot. Kulam, all of them, you've made in wisdom. One little drop of light drawn into the sphere of chachma, into that given to all of creation, and it spreads out to all sides. This revelation of different qualities of Hashem through different angels, and they come down and manifest as all different things we have in the universe. Tochazi, come and see, b'dibura brucha kechada esavid alma. In with speech and with spirit, as one, the world was made. They got together. The will of Hashem manifesting through speech, and the whole world was made in one shot. Tchsiv, it's written. Another verse in Tehillim in Psalms 33. B'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu. By the word of Hashem, the heavens were made. Ruach piv kol svaam. And by the breath of his mouth, all of their host. Midvar Hashem, by the word of Hashem, Dodi Burat, is the power of speech. It refers to Malchus of Atzilis, which was the one that gave out to all levels below the blueprint of creation from the levels above it. Ruach piv, and by the breath of his mouth, Dor Rucha, this is the spirit coming to Tiferes of Atzilis, which gives into Malchus, just as the power of breath inside of the lungs gives into the mouth for speech, and then comes out the words, and to that the person makes things happen. Do below do, one without the other, Tiferes without Malchus, and Malchus without Tiferes, lo azul, doesn't go. Without the unification, nothing can happen, can't be actualized. It's called do below, and included one and the other, v'nofik v'inayu kama chaylin. And comes out of them many troops, the chaylin, for troops of angels, mashirian, and root troops, the mashirian of hosts of angels, v'kula b'zim nechad, all at one time. Tochazi, come and see your new light. God boy, kutcher b'chulam ivri almin. When the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to create the worlds, apik chachad nohara stima, He brought out one concealed light. Minhau nohara, and from that light, nafkin renaren kol inin nohara niskalyin. Come out and shine all of those revealed lights. That is the root hidden light of creation from Bina Vatsilas, and it comes down all different levels, and it's the root force, it's the energy, it's the battery that fuels all other powers of light of creation until finally, when you turn that switch on, you have a light in your kitchen. It actually is rooted ultimately in that, comes from there. Mehau nohara nafkinu mispashtu asividu shara nohoran. And from that light comes out and spreads out and is made. The other lights, three levels over here. Comes out, spreads out, and is made. Rooted from the infinite light of Hashem and the three heads of the Keser, coming down to the three sides of Bina, and manifesting through the Malchus of Atzilis, right, left, and middle dynamic, throughout Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, the three primary worlds, and each one in three... this three triad aspect of right, left, and middle. different qualities that the light of Hashem manifests. V'yu alma iloah, in this upper world. Again, for all of Atzilus, and then coming down into worlds below. Su is pashid hai nahori iloah, furthermore spreads out this supernal light. V'ovid umna nahora, and it makes a artisan light. The low nahir, that doesn't shine. V'ovid alma tosa, makes the worlds below. The Zohar was first speaking about how infinite light comes from Bina, from Keser to Bina Vatzilis, to Feres, down to Malchus Vatzilis, and then Malchus Vatzilis is called the unshining light because it has nothing of its own, just what it receives from above it, and that makes the worlds below Briyat Zira Nasiya. And begin to you in the Horror, the Lonor, because the light that doesn't shine, boilies Kashra La'ila, it needs to be bound above, or to receive the ability to give over. Boilies Kashra La'sata has to be attached below. It's like the center point of creation, uniting above and below. When the bond of below, it is bound to shine and is bound above. So through this, that the worlds below are busy serving Hashem, we serve Hashem from this world, we cause that light of Malchus Vatzilis to be more attached to the lights above it and be able to therefore give us more below. And this light that doesn't shine, the Malchus Vatzilis in the bond of above, being attached to the lights above it, Afe Kol Chaylin and Mishirin, brought out all hosts and troops, the Zinin, Sagin, to many different species, many different qualities. How multiple are your works, Hashem? Many different types of qualities that we can recognize Hashem through. And everything that there is in the land, thus it is above. In other words, whatever was manifested below the Malchus Vatzilis is just an expression, reflection, of some root source of that reality, the way it is above. You don't have any small thing in this world. It doesn't depend upon some other high issue. That's appointed over it above. So you have such a thing as table in this world. So you have root archetype, spiritual figure of a table above in Atzilis. And that is the root that is in charge over the physical table beneath, and thus is with everything. Begin because the kad iser hai lasata, when it's awakened this below, iser hao dispakta alei la'ila, it's awakened that one that was commanded upon it above. So when you take something in this world to do something, awaken the angel and the spiritual force that's in charge of it above. Therefore, everything we do below affects everything above. The coolest achid do b'do, because everything is united one with the other. So therefore, a person can awaken good things above through taking things in this world and doing good things below in service of Hashem.